This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This is a bloke that has been, well, do you want to say that he was integral in Gen 3? Because every time last year when Gen 3 was mentioned, this bloke was there driving either a Mustang or a Camaro, but the bigger news for 2023 is he's back on the grid. He's going to be in Darwin in a wild card. It was backed by Super Cheap Auto. He's making his return to the main game. Please welcome the one and only Zane Goddard.
Hey, guys. How you going? Didn't know what I just signed up for when I just heard that chat. Something very motorsporty.
Yeah, no, well, and see, listen, Zane, have you been on the show before, Zane?
Yeah, we got him on last year.
Last year, there we go. Yeah. You got to remember with the driver's seat, Zane, that when you listen to some podcasts within the motorsport stuff, they're all really serious. And yeah. I like to think of them a little bit like 60 Minutes, whereas the driver's seat's a little bit more like,
hey, it's Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's Saturday.
You didn't realise that Zane was born in 1999. But look,
he's too young.
Anyway. South Park.
Yeah, a little bit like South Park. There you go. But Zane, hey, mate, congratulations. Big news. We obviously knew that you were going to be teaming up with Lounsey for the Enduros, but I don't think any of us knew that you were going to be getting yourself a wild card. So you get to come back and play in the main game in the Super Cheap car. How good?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's obviously been a fair while since I've done my own sprint round. I think it's like Sydney 2021. So, yeah, it's been a fair while. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to getting stuck in, racing against some of the guys I used to race against, and yeah, hopefully get some good results.
Hey, mate, obviously it was a shock, you know, obviously coming back. But I think that's a pretty big effort from, you know, T8 to build a third car that's obviously they're all brand new this year. They're still going through a lot of development stuff, but big effort to be able to, you know, get a third car on the grid for a wild card for you to get some miles before the San Anabathis Enduros.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Ty and Braden, my number one, number two, they were flat out getting the car ready. You know, it was literally the day before the launch, it sort of all was in one piece, and you know, they've been working flat out. So huge thanks for them. But yeah, it's a pretty fantastic opportunity getting to do a wild card, you know, only five rounds in. So yeah, the boys have worked really hard, boys and girls. And yeah, I'm thrilled for the opportunity. It's going to be unreal.
And not to put a too fine a point on it, Zach, but I think Zane, sorry. What did I say, Zach? Oh, I'm looking at Zach Brown on my screen. Zane. After we looked at Bathurst last year, brother, I think we all kind of looked across the table at each other and weren't overly sure what your future was going to be, because that Bathurst accident wasn't ideal and you copped a bit of heat for that sort of stuff. But how good is it the Triple Eights put the faith in, and you know you're going to be heading forward in arguably the number one team up and down pit lane. That's not a bad comeback.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's fantastic. They sort of looked past for what it was, sort of a racing incident, and gave me an opportunity. And I'm thrilled to be working with them. You know, they're the best in the business, and I got a lot to learn. You know, co-driver or teammate, whatever you want to call it, Craig. You know, he's the as good as they get around Bathurst, so
got experience.
I'm just looking forward to sort of picking everyone's brain coming out of the year a better driver than I've ever been.
So, mate, you're going to be taking part in a test day tomorrow, I believe, in the car, a bit of a shakedown, and going to be up there with the other supercars having, the Queensland teams having their first major test day. So, I think you've been part of the Gen 3 testing pretty much from the word go. Have you driven any of the non, I guess,
prototypes,
yeah. I guess you'd call it? Yeah. I mean, have you actually
the
driven
finished product?
Yeah, a proper finished product yet?
No, just the prototypes for me. So yeah, I guess tomorrow's the first time in a proper, you know, Triple Eight spec race machine. And so it's going to be pretty cool. Obviously most of my running last year was in the Mustang, as I was with Bickford. So, get some good laps in the Camaro. And, yeah, it's only one test day before Darwin, so there's going to be a lot sort of rammed into that one day. So, yeah, going to have to try and learn as much as possible, not just myself, but also Wade's my engineer. You know, he's sort of new to it all as well. So, yeah, a lot of learning curves, and yeah, definitely expect it to be a big day tomorrow.
What have you found with the team so far, Zane? Like, you've done the launch now, which was huge the other day in Brisbane. I couldn't believe the crowd, Stevie J. The crowd was massive, and you had the support of the other drivers and the other teammates, all that kind of stuff. But what are you finding about working with Triple Eight? Are they as impressive internally as what we're seeing on the track externally?
Yeah, 100%. You know, their procedures, and, you know, everyone's the best at their job. Like, it's not just the drivers. You know, the engineers are the best at their jobs, the mechanics are the best at their jobs. You know, everyone's at such a high level. But, you know, one other thing that's great there is just the environment. Everyone loves working there. It's just it's a good vibe, and I feel like that's the thing that sort of stood out the most when I jumped in. I was sort of expecting to be extremely serious, and everyone, I don't know, not have much of a personality, but everyone's, you know, legends, and yeah, everyone enjoys working there. Everyone gets on great. It's like, yeah, a real good family feel. So that's pretty cool.
Hey, so you have been out of the championship now, mate, for a couple of years. You know, but this is a plum seat. Like, it's you know, probably as good a opportunity as what Brock Feeney, I guess, had heading into Triple Eight to have that seat. So, you know, we've seen other guys grab a seat and take advantage of that and really use it to their advantage. Guys like James Golding, for instance, you know, he came in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, filled that role, and took out our good mate Chris Pither there, didn't he? Took him out and gave him some food poisoning, and Goldie jumped in and done a great job, and subsequently has given him a plum full-time drive since.
Declan Fraser,
exactly the same. I mean, does that weigh in your mind? I mean, I know you're probably just looking at one event at a time, but does that, you know, resonate with you that this could be a great opportunity for you to, you know, maybe
kickstart,
grab a seat at the Red Bull racing team? Because, you know, I mean, I know we know Brock sort of seems to be set there for a while, and Shane sort of is, but who knows, really, you know? So there's a lot of talk.
Especially with his NASCAR ride coming up,
exactly,
you know?
Right.
He might end up going somewhere else.
Yeah, so does that, mate, does that actually give you some sort of future vision?
Yeah, for sure. You know, definitely weighed on the decision a fair bit. I feel like Supercheap's intentions, you know, they've said it to me, is they, you know, want to get three drivers back into sort of a main game to a seat. They did it with Brock and did it with Declan. Obviously, I'm slightly different circumstance, but, yeah, their goal is to sort of try to get me back on the grid in some capacity. You know, where that is, I'm not sure. Obviously, Triple Eight's got contracts on both their drivers, and they're both doing fantastic jobs. So, yeah, who knows where I'll land, but yeah, it's a fantastic seat that I'm in. It's a great car, you know. I feel like I'll learn a lot, and like I said, I'll come out this year a lot better of a driver than I'm sort of going into it. So yeah, hopefully that makes me a good prospect for someone. Who that is, I'm not sure as of yet, but yeah, I'm not thinking about way too much at the moment. You know, I haven't even got one run on the board yet. You know, the first race is still coming up, so that's definitely my main focus for now. But yeah, definitely want to maximize the opportunity. You know, it is a fantastic opportunity, and I realize that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting stuck in, you know, giving it my 100%, and, you know, I want to finish this year sort of knowing that I didn't leave any stone unturned.
Wind the clock back, Zane, about 4 or 5 years ago, I reckon you and I caught up for a coffee at Paradise Point on the Gold Coast, and I asked you the question, you know, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go in your motorsport world? And you back then you said V8 supercars, and I said, don't do it, mate. Get back overseas. Don't spend parents' money. Get the hell out of here. Do all that kind of stuff, which is on record. I always say that to young drivers.
Yeah.
Has your viewpoint changed now? I know you went on to be part of the MSR Superlight program. You know, you've had good positions in supercar, P7s at Simmons Plains and P4s, and I think you made the shootout at Darwin. So some good quality stuff there. But is supercar still ingrained in your future, or would you now look overseas a bit more, given that opportunities are so hard to come by in supercars?
Yeah, I think still the number one is definitely supercars. That's, you know, that's where I want to be. It's, you know, the racing category I love. I love racing, you know, it's door to door, and it's good fun. You know, these new cars, the racing looks, you know, fantastic as well. So that's still my number one preference. Obviously, all the overseas stuff is very cool. I went over to England a couple of months ago and sort of caught up with like people that I used to know over there, like my team owner, and did a day with Rob Wilson and stuff. And that sort of reminded me how cool it is over in Europe and how you know, big racing is over there. So in some ways, I sort of came back from that. Like, oh, yeah, I like Europe. It is good. Wouldn't mind doing some racing there. But yeah, I think the priority is still supercars for sure.
And what about obviously racing other things here, mate? I mean, I know we saw you at the start of the year in S5000 with BRM. You know, is that something that you want to try to continue? Even though you've got this drive now and you're obviously doing Darwin and focusing on that and testing, do you still want to try to get in other seats to give yourself some miles before obviously the Enduros come in September and then October?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's hard to find something that's very similar to a supercar. They are sort of their own thing. I wouldn't mind doing a bit of like trying a TA2 or something like that. They look like good fun.
Yes.
When I was down in Tassie racing and that looked like a good time. So I wouldn't mind having a steer in one of them.
You were flagged to maybe have a drive with Matty McKeldin, mate, up in Darwin, but unfortunately there wasn't enough pillows involved to get you far enough forward to reach the pedals. Or there wasn't enough foam to put beside you to make you slop around the seat.
That's not very nice. He's a young elite athlete, and I'm not, right? So it doesn't matter. Zane, we look at what you're doing. We're proud that you've come back. Tell me what success looks like for you for Sandown Bathurst and indeed for Darwin. I mean, what are you trying to get through to? What looks like a good weekend for you?
Well, Andy's trying to say a podium at Bathurst, so pressure's on there. Look, I'm not like looking at it as a certain position, you know, finish sort of thing. It's just sort of want to finish each round knowing that, you know, I sort of did my best and felt like I drove well and represented myself well and, you know, represented Super Cheap and Triple Eight well. That's sort of the main priority for me, just knowing that I've done a good job. You know, even look at Shane and Brock this year, you know, it's these new cars, it is different every round. You know, Shane didn't have the strongest of Tassies, but, you know, you definitely, you know, in the previous car, it didn't happen as much. So it's hard to say, you know, Darwin, we might come out with an absolute rocket ship, we might not. So, you know, as long as I've done my 100%, the team's done their 100%, and, you know, whatever the result be is what the result will be. But, yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting back out there racing. It feels like it's been a fair while, and it's what I love doing and didn't do much of it last year. So, yeah, I'm just thrilled to be back on the grid, and, you know, that's what I want to do. And, yeah, it's a privilege that, you know, the team and Supercheap have given me the opportunity.
And obviously, Wes McDougall, he's your engineer. Been around a lot, done a lot, you know, very cluey guy. Was actually J-Dub's engineer for his last full-time year. So, yeah. Has been there, knows the ins and outs of Triple Eight, and I think, you know, probably, you know, looking forward, and you know how important it is to strike that relationship and understand the lingo between yourself and your engineer, and that's probably something that, you know, I think that he's definitely capable of giving you guys a good car and working well with the team, and I guess it's just a matter of you guys all gelling together, you know, pretty much starting tomorrow. On track to I guess maximise those results.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm really looking forward to working with Wesmo again. He was at MSR my first year I was there. He was working with Gary, but still had a lot of stuff to do with him. Really enjoyed working with him. He's a great engineer, and, you know, really does do a great job. And, you know, him having that familiarity with working at Triple Eight definitely sort of speeds up that process, and me having a bit of familiarity with working with him, sort of, yeah, it's a nice happy medium. So, yeah, it's probably the perfect choice of engineer. It's definitely an ideal circumstance. So, yeah, I'm thrilled to have him on board.
Now, Uncle Matt sat beside you 5 years ago and put his arm around you, gave you some advice, and you completely disregarded it.
Did you give him any boiled lollies?
I didn't give him any boiled lollies, and he didn't sit on my knee. I will say, let Uncle Matt have one more arm around the shoulder and say, now listen here, young Zane, One of the things I reckon that you might think about doing in your preparation is go mountain biking with Steve Johnson and the Johnson clan, because your teammate did that. He broke ribs, he broke collarbones, and went on to dominate the series for the rest of the year. Yeah. So I think if you want to be in peak preparation, Stevie J will break out the electric bike because he doesn't like pedaling hard. You bring out the normal bike and you guys go riding together, and you might get a result, I reckon, Zane.
Listen, if I can skip the broken bones and keep the dominating bit, I'm all for it.
We're here to play. We're here to make you guys mentally tough.
There you go.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. You can't break yourself in half and then go racing. If you can't, well,
you can't say that we didn't make it. Well, you can't say we didn't make SVG stronger in the mind after that ride.
Oh yeah, that's what we're going to say.
That's what he said.
That's all right.
Got the metal plates in there. I guess it's stronger in some way.
Yeah. There you go. Absolutely.
There you go.
Well, Zane, mate, we've given us plenty of your time on this Wednesday, mate. So go well at the test day tomorrow. All the best at Darwin, and hopefully this leads to some bigger and better things. But even if it doesn't, mate, you got yourself an absolute plum drive. As you said, Lanzi knows a little bit about steering around Mount Panorama, so I think you've got a damn good co-driver there. So best of luck, mate, and hopefully we'll chat to you at the racetrack.
Awesome. Cheers, legends. Thanks for having me.